This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. If you're in crisis, you call 911. Seattle's target response time for priority calls is 7 minutes or less. But last year, the average response to in-progress assaults was more than 10 minutes. That's double the time from 6 years ago. So what's behind the slowdown? Some answers are spelled out in a new independent audit of Seattle's 911 center, which was commissioned by the city. Crosscut reporter David Croman obtained the report through a public records request, and he told me the first major issue was staffing.
The 911 call center has 107 full-time employees, when in reality, for a department and city this size, they should have 169 employees. So that's somewhere in the ballpark of 40% below what they feel like they should be at.
So fewer workers than they need. And how does that affect what actually happens, the end product?
Well, as people are calling in, it's sort of like they're getting in line and waiting to speak to a call taker. And so the fewer call takers you have, the longer that line gets.
The audit also found problems with how call takers were trained. Tell us about that.
So most call centers, when you go into training, the first thing that they hammer home is how to respond to immediate crises. So things that a police officer in an ambulance would run lights and sirens to. But in Seattle, what they found was for the first couple of months, the call takers were getting trained on how to respond to people who were in, you know, maybe had experienced a car prowl. And it wasn't until sort of the latter half or the last third of their training that this process came up. And so the authors of the report were really, really worried that that was de-emphasizing the importance of these priority one calls.
What else did the audit find?
The audit found that unlike 99% of 911 centers in the United States, the Seattle 911 center has what's called a chief dispatcher, which is essentially a supervisor. The issue that they found, though, is that the call takers were sometimes expected on some of the highest priority calls, so some of the most dangerous calls, to patch in this dispatcher before they had actually sent an officer or an ambulance or something to the scene. The idea was that, I guess, this dispatcher could sort of come in and fill in any gaps about information, but the report actually called this a potentially dangerous practice because rather than just sending officers to the scene instantly, the supervisor is sort of gathering extra information and creating a potential delay in when officers can actually arrive at the scene.
The report also points out that Seattle's 911 call center, it describes it as overly polite. So what do they mean exactly by that? And how does that affect emergency response?
Right. This is wonderfully Seattle criticism of the 911 call center. The biggest concern is that the authors of the report actually draw a connection to the federal consent decree that the Seattle Police Department is under. And they argue that the Seattle Police Department is so concerned with customer satisfaction that they're staying on the line too long with people who don't necessarily need to be on the line. So these are car prowls and break-ins that have already happened, and therefore sort of delaying the queue for people who are waiting for immediate response in more dangerous situations.
David, the issues that were pinpointed in the audit, they have a real-world impact on people. What's at stake, would you say, for public safety?
Well, they're the obvious concerns about someone experiencing an assault. Obviously, you want to get there as soon as possible. But then, you know, there's some statistics you can look to. Like, for example, for every minute that passes for someone experiencing cardiac arrest, their chance of survival goes down 7 to 10%. So if you think about some of the inefficiencies in here, when you're talking about a chief dispatcher or kind of these workflow processes that, you know, some might call a Seattle process way of doing things, minutes and seconds are a really, really big deal. And it can literally be a matter of life or death.
You've talked with the Seattle Police Department about this. What did they tell you, and what steps are they going to take?
I think both the department and the city understand that this is an issue and something that needs to be cleaned up. Mayor Ed Murray in his recent budget authorized funds for 40 new hires in the 911 call center, which is still a little shy of what the report recommends, but, you know, it's a step toward the right direction. On the department's end, they get that workflow is an issue, especially with this chief dispatcher position. I know that they are genuinely concerned about it and working toward fixing it. It's not a snap your fingers sort of thing because there are unions and there are contracts, And anytime you're dealing with a system that's been around for as many decades, it's not necessarily an easy thing. But I have faith that they are making progress.
David Croman covers City Hall for Crosscut. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.